Well, the Keep Well campaign is aimed at showing people of all ages ways in which they can mind their physical and mental health and well-being, and keeping active can play a very important role in us keeping well. There are not only physical benefits to being active, but physical activity can also play a huge part in maintaining good positive mental health. Being active and engaging in physical activity can come in many different forms. Examples of being physically active include sports activities such as football or exercise and fitness workouts, but it can also be engaging in simple outdoor activities such as walking. By engaging regularly in physical activity, the positive effects of this can have on both our physical and mental well-being can be profound. It was recommended by the World Health Organization that the minimum amount of daily physical activity necessary for children under the age of 18 is 60 minutes, and for adults of all ages is 30 minutes daily. And this can include any activity and can include some of those I listed earlier. As a collective, we are not currently getting enough physical activity across all age groups. But there is positive news. Research undertaken by Sport Ireland has found that in recent years, people of all ages, both young and old across the country, have been becoming more physically active. And I think it's important to emphasise that being active and engaging in physical activity is for everyone. And no matter at what age or point in your life you find yourself at, it is never too late to get a little bit more active. And any level of physical activity is better for your health than none. By starting off making even small, regular changes to incorporate more physical activity into your daily life, that can have lasting benefits in the long term. Being active regularly, even if it's only for short bursts, not only helps us get healthy, but more importantly, also helps us stay healthy.
When you're starting off, as you said there, any activity is good. But when someone is sitting listening to this thinking, but I've never walked and I'm not fit and I can't do that. Or there's kids saying, yeah, but the last thing I want to do after sitting in school is go out for a walk. I want to sit and watch TV. How do you take that first step to engage in some sort of physical activity if it's not something that comes naturally to you?
There are many ways of kind of, you know, getting going. There are a number of initiatives currently which can help people get physically active, and things that are possible for all the family. For a lot of people, the COVID-19 pandemic has severely affected how we'd usually go about ensuring that we keep physically active. For some of us, this time of year, we'd be back into pre-season sports training or attending classes at our local fitness centre, or maybe just starting a line dancing programme down in our local community centre. Mm. And while it is really unfortunate that we cannot do these things at the minute, there are still opportunities to get active and build up positive, regular physical activity habits. Like, we would encourage everybody to get outdoors whenever possible, even if it's just for short bursts throughout the day. By taking that first step and reconnecting with nature and the outdoors, this will undoubtedly help boost our mood, relieve stress, as well as acting as a welcome distraction for all the family. We are blessed across Cavan and Monaghan. When it comes to outdoor areas, we have beautiful picturesque landscapes across the counties and some truly fantastic outdoor amenities. Examples of a few across the two counties would possibly include Lochmucknow, Rossmore Park, Deer Park, Forest Park, Killykeen Forest Park. That's just to name a few. There are lots more spread across the two counties, and with such a geographical spread, makes it possible for many of us to access them while continuing to adhere to travel and other restrictions at all times.
An awful lot of people have been travelling to these locations, and I know that that's become maybe slightly a bit of an issue just because, you know, people wanted to exercise in these areas. So what about somebody who's maybe stuck in a town and, you know, it's outside their 5 kilometres to go to those areas? Or alternatively, if it's like today and it's absolutely lashing rain, what can we do to stay active, whether it's indoors or whether it's, you know, not in, say, one of the more picturesque places?
There are a number of initiatives and challenges which are being run. An example of which, Sport Ireland is leading a series of initiatives that will support people stay active in their local areas throughout the wintertime. They have been continuing developing resources to help people stay active through these difficulties and are currently delivering a series of activity videos which are specialised, such as activities for new mothers, exercise activities for children with autism, but they also have a number of online resources which will help people stay active while at home. Okay. So that in instances where you cannot get outdoors, that there are opportunities to stay active at home. There are a number of online, and of course, online resources not for everybody, But there are a number of online resources which are available, which will help people stay active while indoors.
Okay, so there's really like there's lots of options if you really hate, you know, maybe the idea of going outdoors and doing any sort of cardio or whatever. You can definitely stay inside and participate.
Yeah, we would obviously encourage everybody to get outdoors whenever possible, even if it is only just for a short burst throughout the day. I think by reconnecting with nature, people will see huge benefits in that.
There was, I know there's different initiatives. We just spoke briefly there about what's happening with Sport Ireland, etc. But I know that there's specific things happening with the sport partnerships in the region. So just to explain to people what they are.
Across the two counties in Cavan and Monaghan, this time of year, local sports partnership will be running a number of programmes and initiatives in communities which are aimed at all ages and abilities and trying to provide something for everybody. Due to the current situation, all programmes are being delivered by sports partnerships online and delivered virtually. In Cavan, they currently have the Operation Keep Well programme, and in Monaghan, they currently have the Let's Get Active Keep Well programme. These programmes are delivered online and they have something for everybody. The levels of engagement in both programmes across the two counties has been fantastic. Both counties also have a number of resources which can be made available and sent out to anybody who is at home and who would like a printed resource to help them engage in physical activity while at home. Resources include activities for older adults and activities for adults with a disability. Both local sports partnerships would also continue to deliver training and education workshops, which have also been moved online and delivered virtually. More information on all of these can be found on both sports partnerships' website and on their Facebook pages.
And just over the next 3 weeks, I mean, who will we be hearing from and what will be coming up?
Over the next 3 week period, we'll have a diverse range of interviews which will discuss all things physical activity and ways in which we can become more physically active, and that being outdoors but also indoors. So as we just discussed, you know, for people who maybe cannot access outdoors or just with weather and other circumstances cannot get outdoors, there'll be discussions on all health and related activity, and we'll hear from professionals who will be giving some advice and guidance on different aspects of being active and getting more physically active. There'll also be some local people across the two counties who will share their own personal experience of their journeys to becoming more active and how the COVID-19 pandemic impacted on their ability to stay active and what they have done to help them remain active throughout the difficult times. I'm sure that there will be undoubtedly something which will resonate in some way with the listeners.
Absolutely. And where, if people want to access either that or the things that you previously talked about the online resources, etc., where can people get all this information for both Cavan and Monaghan?
Yeah, for anybody who would like any information on any of the resources or programmes, or even for any training and upskilling workshops that will be coming up across both counties, you can get in touch with your local sports partnership. If you're in Monaghan, you can contact Monaghan Sports Partnership by phone on 042-97-55126 or visit the website www.monaghansports.ie, and you can follow Monaghan Sports Partnership on Facebook by searching up Monaghan Sports Partnership. If in the Cavan area, you can get in touch with Cavan Sports Partnership on 049-437-8582. You can visit www.cavansportspartnership.ie or follow Cavan Sports Partnership on Facebook by searching up Cavan Sports Partnership.